This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis received two groups of guests at the Vatican on Saturday. One appointment was in the Paul VI Hall with the participants in the 28th International Conference organized by the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers. For 3 days, starting on Thursday of this week, experts, professionals, and pastoral workers gathered to discuss ways for the Church to serve elderly people who suffer illness and disease, specifically neurodegenerative pathologies.
Le persone anziane sono sempre state protagoniste nella Chiesa.
In remarks to the gathered participants, Pope Francis spoke of the need to commit to a kind of care which, alongside traditional models of medical assistance, is enriched by a space of dignity and freedom, far from the closures and silences that too often surround people in the field of care. It was in this perspective that Pope Francis underlined the importance of the religious and spiritual dimension of life.
Si tratta di attuare un particolare approccio pastorale.
Indeed, he said, this is a dimension that remains viable even when cognitive abilities are reduced or lost, explaining that what is at issue is implementing a particular pastoral approach to accompany the religious life of older people with serious degenerative diseases, with diverse forms and content, so that in any case their minds and their hearts do not break off their dialogue and relationship with God. Pope Francis concluded with greetings to elderly people, saying, every day you can live as witnesses of the Lord, in your families, in parishes, in other environs you frequent, making Christ and his gospel known, especially to the younger generations. I'm Chris Altieri.